We appreciate every one of you that this is Father's Day.
And,
we appreciate the church and for all the things just done for me, I couldn't come here to thank you enough. And glad to be here this morning. And I've got something on my mind that's been there and I can't get rid of it. And ain't one way to get rid of it, and that's to deliver it.
Amen.
And I ain't got no more sense than try to do that. I've never fussed or quarreled at the church, and you know I ain't. But I intend to bring us the word this morning. And I want you to remember, I'm not picking at nobody saying anything but what saith the Word of God.
Yeah.
And it's all for each individual the same way. The Word is for me just like it's for you. So I'll try my best to not come short of bringing us the straight Word of God. Anything that I'd muster up wouldn't be worth listening at. So, you take it as it is. And I don't know why, but it's been the first passage of Scripture that I read today has been there for 3 or 4 days. And then this morning, everything else just kind of fell into place. So, I'm going to try to read from the book of Joel, the 3rd chapter, and 2 or 3 verses from the book of Joel, and then we're going to go somewhere else. All right. Book of Joel, 3rd chapter, 13th verse. It says, "Pull ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down. For the press is full, and the fatness overfloweth. For their wickedness is great. Multitude in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is nigh in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel." I want you to know today that every one of us makes decisions. In the valley we're living and we're standing in the midst in a valley of decisions. You'll make a decision and you'll live by it. If it's a right decision, wrong decision, but we will make our own decisions. And I'm glad for 45 years that, you know, I've made a lot of decisions, and I made the wrong decision. I thank the Lord whenever I got saved, and I took that very seriously. Whenever he called me to go and spread the word of God, I took it very seriously because there was souls to be saved. There was souls to be won. And that's very important, and that with God. Because if he had known that we was able to do such a work, he wouldn't have called us to begin with. Who we're preaching to, whoever we preach to, I will make a decision on what they do. And I don't have to give an account for you and your decision, whether you live for God where you don't. And that is your decision. I will answer about it one day after a while. Today, the Bible said that the Lord would be our hope. The only hope that we got lays in the hands of God. He has a power over Satan. He has a power over everything that comes up. Listen, he is our only hope. I see a man one time I didn't make a decision. I want to talk to you about this man. I didn't make a decision. He made very definitely he made a wrong decision.
Yeah.
Listen, what are you going to do with the Sabbath day? I need prepared one day out of the week, set inside, sanctified it, blessed it. What are we going to do with that day? There was a man that made a decision, and it was a wrong decision. But then he made a decision, and it was a right decision. We're going to look in Jonah. First chapter of the book of Jonah, the Bible said, "And now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amon, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, and that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah arose up and fled unto Tarshish, from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and found a ship going to Nineveh, Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them, to Tarsha, from the presence of the Lord." Very bad decision. How about the Lord's? Sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. That's all I'm going to read. No doubt if you're been a Bible reader, you know the story of Jonah. The Bible said that there was a man whose name was Jonah, and he had a work for him to do. And told him one day, he said, son, and I'll add some words while you're up here and there. And he said this. He said, I want you to go into Nineveh. This was a great city. And if we hear and about the city lot, it was a great wicked city. Brother, anything can happen. We talk about Paul going to Jerusalem and all them warning him. Listen, this man Jonah, I was up about the same situation. The Lord said, I want you to go there. I want you to cry against it. Listen, because their wickedness has come up before me. Brother, he didn't say nothing. He just arose up and went down and he found the ship. Headed for out for somewhere else. He paid his fare and he went down into the bowels of the ship and he went to sleep.
Yeah.
There's people that leave the house of God going out on their own, and they're very comfortable with it.
They don't have no issue. They don't know where to want to take them. But Jonah, I was down in the bowels of the ship. God said, He said, He sent out a wind, a great wind, and a storm on the ocean. And these men that was directed to ship, they worked hard. They threw over all the weights. They done everything to bring it to under control. There was no control. They began to cast lots, and they prayed unto their God. But they come to Jonah.
Bless him, Lord.
He said, "I believe in God."
Yes.
He began to realize now that he had made a wrong decision. In the valley of decision, he made a decision. Like me and you, I will make our own decision, and we'll ask you for it. Know this, that God knows where you're at. He knows where you're going. He knows your heart. In the house of God is when I neglect you.
Yes.
And the Sabbath day. Listen. Boy, they begin to cast lots. And they found out it was Jonah. And they cast him overboard. He went down. That God loved him enough. And he prepared a great fish. And he stood ready at the word of God to go pick him up, brother. And when God said, I go get my child, he went and got him. And he said, that the waves come past him. And he was down about the bars of the reels of the fish. Brother, this man, I began to pray. What a good time to pray.
Right.
Whenever you went with the devil, it's first you know. Forsaking God and everything that stands for. You'll get in shape to call on God.
Yeah.
But so many, by millions, by thousands, I neglect God, and they drift right on out in the clutches of sin, and never return to Him.
Right.
But Jonah,
right.
Listen, he got in shape to pray. He saw that he made a bad decision. He was fixing to make another decision. He began to know that he was in the hands of the Lord. And began to pray. And it began to make sacrifices. And the Lord said, I to the fish, bring him home. Delivered Jonah out of the fish's belly. The Bible said, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to vomit up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Don't you know that felt like eternity to be down under the water. I don't know how far down. I don't know what goes on down there. But Jonah knows. And he went from the presence of God. Well, when the fish vomited him out on the solid ground, he was ready to go. If he'd have picked up his self and went to this great city in there, he wouldn't have been through all this trouble and trials. Brother, if you want to do good, I go ahead and do what the Lord had you to do, start with.
That's right.
And that's the greatest decision.
Bless you, Lord.
But Jonah made a decision. Ain't got in trouble. When you ain't make a decision, somewhere out there, I will pay for it. If we make the wrong decisions. Sometimes we make it back in repentance. and prayed. Jonah, boy, he picked himself up. He knew what he would have done or the wrong decision would take him to. I'd rather listen. And he went to Nineveh, that great city. And he began to preach. A day's wind out of the city. And he began to preach. And began to tell them that God was going to overthrow this thing. I began to preach to them the Word of God. And they repented. The Bible said, the whole city repented.
Amen.
It was so easy. When God was in arrangement, it's easy. When God's in arrangement, there was nothing to fear about. His greatest fear was that Jonah, when he separated himself from God.
Yeah.
When he went from the presence of God, that's when the fear set in. In the fellowship of God, we're in safety. The devil can't get to us. Ain't nothing else can get to us. Oh, listen. But the Bible said the day will come that men would be lovers of pleasure. I'm more than lovers of God. I listen, high-minded. I separating themselves from the love of God. That's what went on. I was Jonah. He was afraid in that city. I listen. We need to serve God and Him only. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Right.
This world is filled up with idol gods. Listen, if there's anything else can take a place from the mighty hand of God, oh, God, He would love him enough. And Jonah, after winning the whole city to God, he began to whine and cry again.
Yeah.
And he went out and God prepared, created a gourd to spring forth and come up and cover his head, that he might have some shadow, and he might have some shade from the hot burning sun. And Jonah, he wasn't satisfied with that. And God created a worm, and it ate the gourd and killed it. I don't know what happened to Jonah. Listen, I don't know what happened to a lot of people that's come by the way of the church.
Yeah.
And you can't find them nowhere.
That's right.
I say, preacher, we're going to go and do our own thing. That's what Jonah's done. He went and done his own thing.
That's right.
And see where it got him. And that's where we knew our heading. When we go from the presence of God and what He wants us to do, we go from the presence of God. Well, I ain't doing nothing wrong. I don't reckon Jonah done anything real wrong. He hurt nobody. But them people that he got involved with, when we leave the presence of God, it don't just hurt yourself, but whoever you're involved in, it puts them in a bad situation. It put them people that own the ship and the people who's on the ship, to put them in a bad situation. So when we separate ourselves from God, then it causes heartaches on a lot of people.
Right.
Listen, but preacher, I ain't said nothing. Jonah didn't say nothing. He just went down and went to sleep. People are sleeping on God.
Right.
If there's ever been a time, then we need to wake out of sleep.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what the Bible said? Isaiah compared us that went to sleep spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Isaiah said? He called us a dumb dog.
Yeah.
Did he not? Listen. Too many people just went to sleep. Oh God, got cold and indifferent. I don't know why I'm not preaching this way this morning.
God is good to us. Why would anybody, man, have gone too far to turn back now? But why would anybody give up the presence of God for something like what Jonah went through? From the belly of hell, he cried unto the Lord. That's what the book said. From the belly of hell, he began to know. I believe when you look back towards you, where God was at. I believe he looked back yonder where he was at when God said, son, I want you to go and carry my word. I want you to take the word to somebody. No, he didn't want to go. Listen, we can sit right here in church, go to sleep scripturally. Compare the word of God and the house of God to yonder a long time ago. Testimonies have died. Pride and passion have moved in. And they don't want to testify no more. The grace of God and how that they love the Lord. Listen. Can't hardly get nobody to do nothing. Because we got cold on God. God loved them that will do whatever he said to do. The way always won't be easy. There'll be a task we'll have to come forth with. But there'll be joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. When we know that we have made the right decision. Deny myself and serve the Lord. The Bible said whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. What would we give? What would Jonah give when he was in the belly of hell, crying and pleading and praying? He was one breath away from death. What would he give to have been back on the shore before he ever paid his fair share? When he had a chance, when he had opportunity, when he was in good fellowship with God. He didn't say that God was ever really angry with him. He just sent out a great tempest, a great storm. Storm on the ocean. He brought him back. Listen, it'd have been a lot easier to have done it first. If he just refused to pray and refused to call on God, God would have let him die in the belly of hell.
Yeah.
Listen, he'll let me and you die. We're one breath away from death, as far as we know. What does the Lord have for us to do? We may not have to do nothing. Just to show up and be ready to praise him. To stand for the Lord. I don't know. But the decisions that we make day after day after day, we want to be saved. We want to go to heaven. Listen, I believe James said that we need to be a doer of the word. Not just a hearer only, but a doer. Preacher, what can I do? You just show up and be counted. And let the Lord deliver whatever it is he wants you to do. I've done what the Lord wants me to do, and I stand clear. I made the decision, Lord, I will go for it. And I thank the Lord for that. I was not here Sunday because I didn't go to see or be seen. But they said they need me. And I prayed about it. And I felt like the Lord said to go. And I went. Man, was I ever glad I went. Let me tell you what I wanted to do. I had everything marked. I had everything underlined. What I was going to read and what I was going to say. Man, I was prepared. All up till about 15 minutes before I went to the podium. And she began to change. Now, Lord, what's going on here? I got it marked. But, Lord, Lord,
you're in control.
Now, whenever I said, Lord, I'll do it. And I began to read, everything began to unfold. I just floated through it. I didn't hardly know when it was over. I could see the evidence that God was in the arrangements. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we do that which we think the Lord wants us to do, we don't see it before time, but as it begins to develop, then you can look for the evidence. Man, God was in this arrangement. Make you happy now. Praise the Lord. And you'll see the evidence that God wasn't in arrangements if you make the wrong decision. Well, then what happens, preacher? Just repent like Jonah and go back.
Right.
But pride keeps a lot of people from confessing they were wrong. I don't know what you got out of the service today, or the scattering words. Listen, I could talk all day and all night on making decisions. You make them, I make them, we all make them. And hopefully, every decision you make, hopefully it's the right decision. But a little while later, you begin to see the evidence. If that was or not the right decision, then it's too late to do anything about it. No. If we make a wrong decision, and have enough grace on our face, say, Lord, I was wrong. I made the wrong decision. Help me to make the right decision, and he'll help you. He said, I will go with you all the way.
Bless him.
Even though Jonah was in the under the sea, God was with him. God saw him. He knew where he was at. Well, he just said, created a fish. He's God. He can do anything. He created a fish and said, he'd go get my child.
Yeah.
He's gone from my presence.
Amen.
Listen to me. Maybe your children need your prayers. Or they might need you in church more than they need you to go somewhere else. Even though they're lost and not with you. You're standing four square with God. Proves to them you're what you say you are. We need to set forth an example before them. Not only them, other people. And I'm going to ask Melissa to come. Piano. I want you to stand. I don't know if you got anything out of the service tonight. Preach word. But a decision you make. I've always been told this. The decision I make today, I'll live with tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to fix up anything, you need to pray. Just come and pray. Ask the Lord to help you with your decisions. You might already have. Then just hang on to it. The Lord will carry you through. There's a lot of things I'd like to do in this life. And would not be wrong. But it would be taking me away from the presence of God. And that ain't going to happen. I don't want, I've gone too far. Turn back now. You love the Lord? I love the Lord. And I'm not ashamed to tell anybody I love the Lord. Why? Because you're my voice and my supplication. Because if he inclined his ear unto me when I was in trouble. Praise the Lord. I appreciate Brother Joe sending in for me last week. It bothered me to leave the church, but I know you. I was leaving in good hands.
Let
God carry right on.
Does it?
Who knows? I might have planted some seed, and I hear that somebody be saved. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Amen.
They even asked me to be there last week for a revival. I was offered a revival. They begged me. Can't know that. I'm telling you the truth. They begged me to stay and hold a revival. But I have a church to take care of. And I couldn't. I didn't feel the presence of the Lord. And let me tell you, if I'd have felt a tug from the Master's hand, I told Mary and Kathy, go home. I'm staying here. This is where the Lord wants me. I have a feeling they wouldn't went over. Whatever the Lord wants. I don't know why. But God is good. God is love. You'd have to say that God has never wronged me in no way. He's always been there for me. And I have made a lot of bad choices. And it's always as he was in Jonah. When Jonah prayed, maybe he didn't send out a whale, great fish after me, but guess what? He sent the very best. He sent the Holy Ghost back.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to bring them back. Ain't that wonderful?